the DUP MLA, Paul Given, has called on MLAs who opposed the proposal mandating tougher sentences for those convicted of attacking older people to explain their decision. Yesterday's vote on the amendment to the Justice Bill was subject to a petition of concern by Sinn Féin, the SDLP, Alliance and NI21. This is what NI21 leader Basil McRae had to say.
I signed the petition of concern. Let me tell you why. Because this is a bad amendment put forward that will not assist anybody. It is trying to use an abusive process coming in at the further consideration stage. There is no clarity about what this amendment actually seeks to do. And that is because it is poorly thought out and poorly written and actually poor law. And I can go through all of this issue here, looking at this. And it's brought me to the stage where I'm forced to sign petitions of concern because I cannot take the risk that this legislation will go through.
Well, what's your reaction to that, Paul Given?
Well, Basil McRae did at one point have a policy where they refused to sign petitions of concern on a point of principle because of their view that it's sectarianised politics, and now Basil can't resist now signing petitions of concern. So there's an issue about how he's changed policy on that particular issue. But actually, when you look at his debate, he didn't go through where he felt that there were flaws in the amendment that was put forward. He took the opportunity to grandstand, not for the first time within the Assembly on this issue. And I think that was the wrong thing to do. We should have got into the facts which were outlined to the members of the Assembly that our older population are subject to a level of attack which I believe warrants changes in the law. At the year ended 31st of March 2013, there were almost 5,000 crimes committed against people who are over the age of 65. 200 of them were violent attacks, and yet it has the lowest detection rates and lowest prosecution rates of any group within our society. Whenever you attack an older person, you're more likely to get away with it than any other crime. Yeah, that's why we needed to change the law.
Why would you leave this to the judiciary?
Well, we do.
Well, no, you don't. If you're wanting to set minimum sentences, you're taking it away from the judiciary.
Well, the judiciary operate within a legal framework that politicians are mandated to establish. That is common practice. That's how the law operates. So we put forward a position to the public, which we did do in the last Assembly elections, that we would want to introduce mandatory sentences for attacking an older person in our society. And we were mandated to do that. That's democracy. Others take a different approach to it. That's their right to do that. But we believe that we had the right policy on this issue.
What's wrong with this, Basil McRae?
Well, the law provides for a minimum sentence of 10 years, not 7 years. And the law actually says in appropriate cases, that's where elderly people or vulnerable people are involved, 15 years is not excessive. So the law already does what Mr. Given claims that he wants to do, except it does it in a proper manner. And one of the things I'll say in terms of the argument, Mr. Given's argument was destroyed not just by me, but by Jim Allister, by Claire Sugden, by the Minister for Justice, by a whole range of people. It was poorly conceived, ill thought out, and actually downright dangerous.
Well, the problem, Basil...
Well, hold on a minute. What's dangerous about it?
Because it undermines an entire case law. If you look at the Court of Appeals approach, they say there is an unbroken line of authority to the effect that in Northern Ireland, the starting point for cases of robbery in household for violent abuse should be 10 years and in appropriate cases, 15 years. If you start to bring in legislation that changes that, all of your case law goes out the window. And then you run into a second problem, which is what happens if you get cases of assault that are brought through the magistrate's court, where you get, for example, minor scuffles. You get 7 years as a minimum sentence in there. It actually undermines the entire legal framework for how we deal with assault.
Well, can that be right,
Mr.
Paul?
And that's what Mr. Given didn't realise.
Can that be right, Paul? A minor scuffle, 7 years minimum sentence?
This is absolute nonsense from Basil. I'm surprised even he thinks that he can credibly argue that there is already a minimum sentence of 10 years. Take a case only last year, and I pointed this out during the debate, left two pensioners in their 70s, bloodied and bruised. The judge said that it was an absolute disgrace what had happened. And what was the sentence? a deferred sentence for a year, didn't even go to prison for one
day.
Which
is what the judge decided.
Yes, but the point that Basil is making, that there's already a minimum 10-year sentence, patently that is not the case. That's why we needed to address this
issue. What about the other point he raised there, Paul? Minor scuffle, judge has no discretion, has to impose at least 7 years.
Well, again,
can that be right?
Again, if Basil had actually read the amendment, this relates to violent offences. So I wouldn't regard a minor scuffle in the scale of a violent offence. This isn't for...
Is that defined in the proposal?
This is defined within the amendment. It relates specifically to violent offences.
And how's violent offences defined?
Yes, this violent offence is defined in terms of an attack that could lead to the death or to cause physical injury. So,
Well, physical injury is broad, isn't it?
Well, let's be clear. If an older person is punched in the face, if an older person is kicked in the shin, I don't believe that that's acceptable, that older people should be treated that way. And some of us take the view that that would necessitate a mandatory
sentence. There's not necessarily a right and wrong answer here. It's all subjective, isn't it? But let's say an older person, I don't know, let's say an older person is scratched. That's a physical injury. Is that a 7-year minimum sentence?
I don't think you would regard a scratch as warranting a 7-year sentence.
Is it a physical injury?
That is why, Stephen, in the amendment, because this argument was put forward before about, case-by-case examples need to be looked at and a judge's best place to do that, and I agree with that. That's why there is an exceptionality within this proposal. So it is a presumptive mandatory sentence. We as politicians are saying to the judiciary, we believe if there's a violent offence against an older person, that should warrant a 7-year minimum sentence. However, if there are exceptional circumstances that a judge can identify through the court proceedings, then they are within their jurisdiction not to warrant
getting
a 7-year sentence.
Getting tough on people, Basil McRae, that attack the most vulnerable in our society, elderly people. Good on the DUP.
You should be tough on anybody, but you should be particularly tough on people that attack the most vulnerable. But they don't have to be over 65. They can be people that have got disabilities. There's a whole range of issues that you could tackle. But the real point in this is, if you want to pass decision-making on sentencing to politicians, then you take away the discretion of judges to do what is right. And if it came to a choice between Mr. Given making a decision on a sentence or an impartial judge, I would back the impartial judge all the way. The case law is absolutely solid. If you commit violence in a robbery, and that's what I quoted, it starts at 10 years, goes up to 15 years, and may go even further. There is a huge body of evidence. A man called Sir Anthony Hart, one of the judges, did a complete review of all of the sentencing, and all of it was over the 7-year limit. So the judges and the courts already take a very stringent, rightly so, view on these offences. And what I was objecting to is that this was just showboating by Mr. Given and Mr. Poots, introducing an amendment at the last moment to try and grab a few headlines, thinking that this would get them, some sort of plaudits. Actually, what it does is undermine the judiciary and our judicial process.
Well, Basil should read what was in the programme for government, which my party put in, which was a commitment to tackle crime against older and vulnerable people by more effective and appropriate sentences. To suggest this was a last-minute effort patently isn't the case. That's why we put it in the programme for government a number of years ago. And when we look at the issue about mandatory minimum sentences and where the balance should be struck between Parliament and the judiciary, and I agree there is a balance to be struck, but in Northern Ireland, this is not setting a new precedent, because you have offences where the 2006 Act requires a minimum of 10 years for offences involving dangerous weapons. Judges don't have discretion because Parliament has decided you will go to jail for 10 years.
Why do you distinguish between older people and everybody else?
Well, there are a number of different aggravating factors for any offence whenever it's brought before the courts. One could be motivated through sectarian hatred. That is an aggravating factor. Another would be, of course, sexual orientation. So we look at offences, and there will be specific circumstances that the judiciary need to take into account. I listened to what the Commissioner for Older People said around this issue only last year, and she indicated that there should be a specific identification given to this vulnerable group of older people, and that that should be an aggravating factor.
Here's Alex this morning. Morning, Alex.
Morning, Stephen.
Go ahead, Alex.
I just think the power politicians and Mr. Gervin and Secretary is coming from the wrong angle. There should be more emphasis put on preventing attacks and crimes against the elderly. One of the main motivating, I was a crime prevention officer for a number of years in the police, and one of the main things that struck me was the amount of money kept in houses by older people. You know, you used to hear a significant sum of money was stolen, and I had a loan, for instance, that could have been 12,000 quid. That was stuffed in a video box or in an old shoe box or in an old handbag. There's people out there, there's too many of our older population are keeping money in their houses, and that's what's fueling the crime. In the 70s, car crime was endemic. The fit of the mobilisers, car crime fell away. We need to have the same push with the older people. And I don't think the answer is longer sentences, because nobody plans to get caught. The answer is to discourage people from keeping money in the house.
And we know that the impact that crime has on older people is devastating for them, Alex.
It has a devastating impact, that's right. But, you know, it's a very difficult situation. I had been called to a house, say, and somebody may have had £10,000 taken. And you don't want to say to the person, you shouldn't have had the money in the house. Because that makes it sound as though you're saying it's their fault. And it's obviously not their fault. It's the fault of the person who broke into the house. But nevertheless, should they have had £10,000 in the house? No. It should have been in the bank.
Okay.
I'm recalling to a group of ladies, I think every year for 3 years. And they assured me there's no money kept in the house. And eventually I discovered through local gossip, there had been money in the house now, and they admitted it. And, you know, they were seen leaving the post office and going to their house. People in the bank, in the post office, would have seen them take out all their money.
Okay, Alex, thank you very much indeed.